Okay, we are going to get started. Sorry for starting a little late. You know, the keynote ran over this morning, so we wanted to give everybody the opportunity to come over and stop, do a pit stop maybe on the way over. I did one too. I was in line there. My name is Alan Mews. I work in the Windows Unified Group at Microsoft. We're going to talk to you about getting mobile with Windows. I'm not going to do that alone. I have two friends of mine. Michael Niehaus is going to play the IT pro in this presentation. And Matthijs Hoekstra is going to be the developer. And as you can see, I have the shirt. I'm the business guy. All right. So mobility has changed our world. I mean, it's obvious, right? It's kind of a truth that jumps at all of us. And I'm pretty sure that most of you are involved or have been involved or are working on or have been asked to participate in a mobility initiative to define some mobility strategy for your company or for, if you work at a partner, for the companies that you service. To make sure that what happened out there, the consumer buying all these mobile devices, switching from phones to smartphones, buying tablets, etc., and coming to you and asking, hey, we need this for work too, right? How do we deal with that? How does that happen, right? And executives coming and saying, buy us these devices so we can use them for work. Anybody in this room is probably involved in something like that or comparable to that. Because the world has changed. Mobility, obviously, is not new. Everybody in this room has been using a laptop for a very long time, right? Being mobile with a phone and a laptop was kind of the, road warriors type of thing to do. So mobility is not new. But the presence of mobility in our day-to-day life and the pressure on IT to take care of mobility has grown significantly over the last, let's say, 5 years, even a little longer than that. And that is what is changing our lives. How do we deal with mobility as IT people in an organization or as developers in an organization or from a partner perspective where we service our customers? In this respect, I want to talk to you about how we think with Windows you can be successful in tackling mobility in your enterprise or your nonprofit organization or your government agency or wherever you work, whatever organization you work. And we will want to talk about how to do that and what makes you successful and how you can measure that success. Now, doing that, I'm standing on the shoulders of bigger people than me. I mean, this story has been told before, how to look at being successful with IT in an organization. That's kind of the framework I'll be using. Because if you go to McKinsey and Gartner, and you're all reading these reports on a daily basis, right? But anyway, if you read them and you listen to them and you listen to their presentations, they will tell you that any organization, if you're a school, or if you're a multinational, or any type of organization, needs to do basically three things. First things first, keep things running. Don't break what you're doing today, because the money, or the income, or the result is coming from what you're doing today. Sustain whatever you are doing today, and then build on that, grow that. Make it richer so that you can do more of it and you can do it better, etc. So the business or the revenue or the results grow. And then finally, if you're really like out there to change the world, right? Transform your business, right? Innovate. Because if you innovate, you're bringing new services, new products, new online schooling instead of classroom schooling, right? New products to market so you can go to new markets, have new customers, more of them, and grow even faster than your competition and beat your competition. It's simple. Three goals. Run it, grow it, and then transform your business to become even bigger. Any business guy, and still wearing the shirt here, right? Any business guy will tell you that. And if you, your CIO or your IT manager, if you talk to the business people within your organization, they will all say to you, we need to grow, we need to get new markets, we need to approach all these markets. And mobility is a big thing. When are we going to get mobile, they will tell you, right, or ask you. When are you going to invest in mobile, and how are you going to do that to enable our business? Now, in reality, most IT managers or CIOs report to a COO, a guy that runs the business, right? Or to a CFO, a guy that has all the money in his pocket and controls the budgets, right? And most of these people are interested in keeping it running, keeping it going, don't overspend. If your CIO is reporting directly to a CEO, you're probably in a better spot because the CEO looks at really growing the business and say, yeah, we need to put more money in transform, right? Reality is, over the years, if you look at statistics from any research organization, most of the money in an IT organization is spent on run. 70% of the money, and it could be 69 one year or 71 or 72, but most of the money is spent in running the business that you have today, making sure everything runs fine, no interruptions, people can do what they're used to do, right? As opposed to growing the business and transforming the business. Obviously, IT helps to do all three functions, to help run it and to grow it and to transform it. IT is indistinguishable from any business today. And if obviously, if you're in an IT-related business or a digital life business or something like that, IT is much more involved than if you're in manufacturing and so forth. But even in all those other industries, IT is key to driving these business processes and making sure that these priorities are hit by the business as such. Business will want to put more on the left side of the slide here, right? More to transform. But usually, that doesn't work. And there is a lot of research about why it doesn't work, but basically, it doesn't work because if you look at technology adoption curves, they usually are a bell curve, right? They start slow and they go over. And as they become more mature, as they grow older, these technologies, and if you think about mobile scenarios that you want to implement within an organization, as they mature, they will become run. They will not become transform anymore, right? They go from transform to run pretty easily. That's a technology adoption curve. So you will always end up with a technology in the run space. That's why IT organizations are spending more on keeping the business running. It's obviously important to invest in transform too, because you need to make sure your organization stays alive long term, has new markets, and grows and diversifies as such. The competitive advantage is you get in the beginning, but in the end, everything becomes run. Now, how is Windows helping you run? How do you measure success? How do you measure success when you think about mobility and Windows? And there are three ways to measure success in every bucket. If you think about run, you think about being cost efficient, lower total cost of ownership. If you think about grow, you think about growing productivity on the platform. If you think about transform, you think about quicker going to markets and gaining access to new markets. How do you do that with Windows? Windows delivers you peace of mind and lower total cost of ownership. That's how we think about Windows. Peace of mind, it delivers you the security and the manageability you need. It has the experience in there, it has the age to do that, it has the maturity to do all that, and it also has the maturity in terms of how it integrates in your existing infrastructures and investments, being that System Center or being that Exchange or Office 365 or any of these tools, including third-party tools. It also has the maturity in terms of the people you have in your organization. They understand the technology, they know how to work with it, and they also understand how to get through change processes, etc. So you have the processes in place to have Windows in your organization. When we think specifically about peace of mind, Windows is a secure platform. Hasn't been always that way, but it is a secure platform. And if you look in the mobility space today, from the hardware up, if we think about a PC or a tablet or a phone, they have certified hardware environment. They're using the UEFI secure implementation of BIOS. They have a TPM built in to protect your secrets. It's a certified platform from a hardware perspective and a firmware perspective. On top of that, the OS builds to deliver malware resistance in terms of applications. If we think about modern or universal Windows applications on the Windows runtime, they all use sandboxing and least privileged chambers to block malware from getting out of a chamber or getting into a chamber. Sandboxing protects applications from each other, and obviously from malware. And browsing is becoming a very secure experience on all Windows devices with lockdown IE and with built-in malware protection itself, etc., within the browser itself. In terms of identity management and access control, across all these Windows mobile devices, you get the same type of identity management and access control. We now have across the platform full certificate management, and you can do that from an MDM perspective using SCEP or directly connected to your infrastructure. But it is available across all devices, including Windows Phone 8.1. And we can protect these certificates using the built-in TPM. Protect them so that they are no longer exportable, especially important when you use encryption certificates, like with S/MIME, for example. And you can protect them or use them with dual-factor authentication using virtual smart card on a PC, on a tablet, and on a phone, so that users have to enter additional PINs before they can unlock authentication certificates and get into the system. And then from an information rights management perspective, protecting the data on the device, we have full device encryption, BitLocker enabled on phone, tablets, PCs, laptops, a fully implemented full device encryption technology that is mature and well known and supported well throughout the industry. And we have not just full wipes, but selective wipes. So you can remove just the enterprise data from a Windows device and leave the consumer data alone. So the user, when they bring their device to work, can actually walk out of the company or the organization, keep its device, but does not keep your data, not your applications, not your documents, not your email, etc. On top of that, we have things like rights management, if you want to use them, to really protect the data at the data level so they cannot be copied, printed, forwarded, etc., and S/MIME for secure email across the board, so you can encrypt and sign email when it is being sent outside of the organization. So a full package of security that is mature, is well available across all these mobile devices, and delivers you the peace of mind you need and your business wants in this environment that is less secure, if it, I can put it that way, and highly regulated. Built-in management on all these Windows devices, we are standardizing on one mobile device management stack across the board, available on all of them. Obviously, you can still do the old type, if I can put it that way, group policy-based, system center-based mobile management, but you can also do modern mobile device management with system center and Windows Intune or third parties such as AirWatch, Mobile Iron, etc. There are lots of them supporting Windows 8, Windows Phone 8, Windows 8.1 RT devices today. We're making it easy for them or for you to manage these devices and control the elements that are important to you, the email accounts, the certificates, the networking profiles, the encryption, the policies on the device, the applications that get installed, all of them are controlled through your mobile device management environment on these devices, being it corporate-owned devices or devices that the user brings into your organization. So you can manage this collection of enterprise information and eventually also remove it with a selective wipe, returning the device to its consumer state. Obviously, with a converged app platform, which we will talk about a little later, you can develop applications and easily distribute them securely to the existing managed devices so users can use them. You can push them down, update them, remove them, make them required, etc. You can assist the user by finding his device, remotely locking it, or resetting his password when they go on holiday. And obviously, collect all kinds of information about applications on the device, what they are doing, where they are connecting to, what the device is all about. So you have a good track of who's using what, when in your organization. And then finally, if you want to or if you need to, you can completely wipe the device, you can partly wipe the device or selectively wipe the device or unenroll the device from your mobile device management system. So that all your stuff, your collection of applications, data, etc., is automatically removed from it by the MDM system. So I would like to introduce Michael Niehaus, that many of you probably already know. He's going to demonstrate us some of the mobile device management infrastructure.
First, let's make sure that the microphone works. And then we'll get started by really starting from that traditional machine. So we've got, most of you in the room probably already have Active Directory, System Center, Group Policy, and you're using that to manage your machines. So we want to be able to leverage that and provide some of these mobility capabilities. So let me start off on my laptop and log in and show some of those pieces in action. So on this machine, it's a standard machine that's a member of the Active Directory domain. I can launch from there a company portal application, and from here, be able to see all of the applications that have been made available through my organization. So my IT group has published all of these applications out to all the users inside of Microsoft. And from there, I can browse by category. I can find the individual applications that I'm interested in, and I can easily initiate the installation of that application just by clicking the install button. So we can make sure that it's easy for employees to get what they need, when they need it, when they're on the road, when they're in the office, regardless of how they're using their machine. So that's the traditional environment. We've got this traditional machine managed by Active Directory and System Center Configuration Manager with the new company portal application that's been available now for a little bit, and we can install applications like that. When we transform, though, into more of a mobile device management scenario with the bring-your-own-device capabilities where it may be an employee's own machine and not a company-owned device, generally we kind of leave this environment behind. You don't take an employee-owned device and join it into your Active Directory and manage it with System Center. Instead, you want to use something lighter weight that you can easily enroll the device in and then do the same types of capabilities that we can see here. So let's shift to a second device, which is device D. So I have my machine, I'm logged into it, and now I want to be able to enroll this into the management solution. So I can go into settings, PC settings, to network, and workplace. And from here, I can type in an email address and use that email address to locate the management authority that's been set up for this particular organization. TosoCM.com. We can click to turn on manageability, at which point it will go out and figure out who's managing this device based on that email address and offer to enroll this particular device. Now what's going on? Let's try this again. I always love live demos. Turn on manageability. It'll locate the service, which in this case would be Windows Intune, and will basically ask me to authenticate myself with the service. I'll need to type in my username and password, which would be validated against the corporate directory to make sure that I truly am an employee of this organization. Once that authentication's been done, then we can actually enroll the device into the management. And this is going to be problematic too. We'll give it a couple of seconds before we move on to the other device. Okay, let me come back to that one in a minute. Let's try our third device here. Same basic situation, but with a phone. Now, this could be a personally owned phone. This could also be a corporate owned phone. Using the capabilities in Windows Phone 8.1 that's recently been released, we're at a point where you can have a fully managed phone device. So for this device, I want to go through the same basic enrollment process of launching settings, going to Workplace, and adding a Workplace account. Same basic setup where I put in my email address. And then click to sign in. It will ask me again for my ID and password. It's my super secure password, which you can all now see. We'll log in, complete the enrollment process by accepting the IT presented conditions for doing this, and then we'll have a managed device. Probably, what, 600 of you in the room sharing this internet connection, so it's a little sluggish today. We'll give it another minute and hope that it comes back and prompts me. Otherwise, I'm going to be one for three. Thinking hard. All right. We're having trouble getting authenticated by the server. Please wait a while and try again. Let's try again. Okay, this time it wants my password. And let's hope it'll let me sign in. And hope that I type in the right password. looking for settings. That's a good sign. And as soon as that completes, our device should be enrolled. Okay, now we say to install the company portal app, click on Done. Go back over to the Start menu, and within a few seconds, hopefully the company portal will pop up here. We can click on it to launch it. Log in one more time into the company portal, and then be able to select applications. So once logged on, I can see the list of applications that have been made available to me, and I can select any of those applications to quickly install them. Although on the internet connection here, quickly is a matter of perspective. Give it a couple of seconds. Come on. Well, you get the idea. We will eventually get a list of applications here, and we can click on one of them to install. In addition to being able to install applications, this will also push down policies to the device so we can configure the security settings on the device to make sure that it meets the corporate security requirements. We can push down certificates needed to access the corporate network via VPN. We can create VPN connections, Wi-Fi connections. We can even push down email configurations to the device so that the user doesn't even need to manually set up their email account. Once they're enrolled into MDM, which just finished, they're set to go. So at this point here, I could select a particular application and click the install button to actually initiate that install. So it's a fairly simple process to go through, to do the enrollment, to get those settings applied to the device, to install applications that have been made available to me. And that can be done on the laptop devices, which would typically be done using the Configuration Manager environment, on a BYOD tablet device, which can be done using Windows Intune, or on the Windows Phone 8.1 device, which can be done via Intune as well. Okay, so with that, let me turn it back over to Alan, and we can pick up.
So let's go back to the slides. Obviously, we'll be doing more sessions here at TechEd for you to be getting more of the technical details on mobile device management for Windows Phone, as well as for Windows 8.1 and Windows RT and all these related sessions. We also have a number of sessions that will go deeper into security from a malware perspective, access control perspective, and an overall perspective of how to manage or secure Windows and Windows devices within your enterprise if you're using a mobile device management environment as such. Before I go and talk a little bit about Run, I really want to stress that with the Windows ecosystem, we now have a wide partners ecosystem that supports our Windows mobile devices, as well from a mobile device management perspective with people like Mobile Iron and AirWatch, a VPN's perspective with checkpoints and others, and other tools that are being used within your company to manage and integrate the Windows devices within them. Obviously, also, all the Microsoft tools are available today with Windows Intune, et cetera, to manage mobile devices in your organization and your enterprise. What we're saying here is that with Windows and your investments that you already made in mobility or in your desktop environment in general, you can move mobility very quickly into a managed, low-cost experience for your organization. But not just that. You can also grow the productivity of your organization with these Windows devices and the tools that are used with them. So let's look at growing productivity. And obviously, if we are thinking about growing productivity, today, users not only use one device, their laptop, they use multiple devices. And Mario, if you could help me out here, let's show a few of these new or mobile devices that are around today. Oh, yeah. We need to switch to the camera here. Thank you. So the first one is probably one that you've all been looking at very closely already. And this is a typical laptop of today, obviously with touchscreen experience and some of them with the added availability of transforming them into a laptop or a tablet type of experience. Most of these are available today from all the OEMs that we know of. This one is a Lenovo Yoga, right, with an i5 processor, typical laptop experience with touchscreen for the modern app experience or the app experience that we know as the modern apps on Windows as such. Many users want to use multiple devices, and very often they will also want a tablet-type device. This is the new Lenovo Omni with the latest processors built in, 8 hours of availability of power on it. You have a number of sleeves that can be put on this device to easily add readers like card readers, etc., to the device. It's really easy to extend this device for multiple purposes as a companion device or a primary device. And for those that are working in the field and need a ruggedized form factor, this is a really neat H-in Windows tablet running a full Windows 8 build of the professional build, and lots of power, and obviously very ruggedized if you want. You can use it in any environment. And Mario, if you're ready for it, I'm just going to drop it, right? Because this is a device that works fine even if you drop it and use it in a really bad type of environment. Other platforms, here we have a Nokia Lumia 2520. This is an ARM-based Windows. If you don't need desktop, this is a really great device to run all these universal apps on Windows on. Has great battery with over 10 hours of battery life and a great feel to it, very sturdiness and quality to it. Extendable, obviously, with a keyboard and those kind of things, if you really want that and need that from a tablet like this one. And then last but not least, I would like to show you the new Lumia 630. Really bright, nice colors. We have them in green and yellow too, by the way. But this is a lower price device with a really nice screen, a good camera, but a low price device, right? Not a high price device like the Lumia 930 or the Icon that we have here in Verizon. And this is the Lumia 930 here. Really nice device with great colors too. But the same Windows experience, if I can do that with one hand, the same Windows experience that we have from all the other devices. What is in common here? They're all running the same OS. They're all running the same application platform. They all have integrated, thank you, Mario, have integrated the same type of applications and tools that are needed for your employees and the people working in your organization to be more productive with. And by the fact that they can use them together and share the experience across these devices, they can easily grow the productivity of your organization in the typical way we think about productivity with the office tools, PowerPoint, etc., and the integration into your back end with Exchange, Link, and all those kind of things. We'll do more of this integration talks in a number of our settings later today and in the week on terms of integrating Office on these devices. So you can save money, you can have lower total cost of ownership and grow the productivity of your organization. Now, how do you transform? How do you build new services, new products for your organizations? And one thing the business guy will always ask for is we need mobile apps because we need to connect with our partners and our customers and our consumers through mobile apps. The big advancements we are making with Windows to deliver apps faster is to deliver universal Windows apps across all Windows. With the release of Windows 8.1, Windows Phone 8.1, then you can now deliver applications or develop applications for Windows as universal applications running on the same runtime. Obviously, not all Windows devices are built in the same way and deliver the same form factor. So from an experience perspective, you're always going to get a different experience on a device depending on the real estate of the screen and the capability of some of the hardware. So experience needs to be tailored for the different devices you want to support, but the application can be a unified application across the board. And to show you a little bit more of that, if my clicker works, I'm going to invite Matthijs Hoekstra to show us a little bit. Nice t-shirt, Matthijs.
Thank you. All right, let me unlock my machine, and it went to sleep as well. Lazy bunch on stage here today. All right, I'm a 5. So what I'm going to show you today is building an app which will run on Windows and Windows Phone from Visual Studio 2030. This morning we announced the RTM of the Windows Phone 8.1 SDK, or Release 2 from Visual Studio, which brings more than just the Windows Phone SDK. So everybody can get started now. So I'm using Visual Studio 2030. Let me create a new project. Most of the companies and enterprise already have Visual Studio in place, including all the application lifecycle management tools. So what we added when they install the SDK is, we have store apps for Windows and Windows Phone, and we now have so-called universal apps. Let me create a blank application. And what Visual Studio will do for me is create a single solution with several projects. So we have this universal template, which creates two projects, Windows and Windows Phone. It doesn't mean that we create a single executable. We can run on both platforms. No, we will still generate two separate applications, but from a single source code base. So we'll see here we have a Windows 8.1 application, and there's a Windows Phone application, and a so-called, at the bottom part, is shared. The shared part is like a smart way from Visual Studio to help you organize your projects. Everything in shared will be used in the Windows and the Windows Phone project. Again, we can share a lot of stuff, like your business logic, the code which connects to your backend system. And because we are using the same runtime, we can use the same APIs in all those projects as well. So what I'm going to do is a little sample, and you're probably going to build much better applications than I am. It's a little application which will search Flickr for a few images. So let me add a few files already prepared to my code. These are placed in my shared project. And what it does, when I go to the code, I can search for some photos with a search term. It will create an HTTP connection. It will go out to Flickr search, and the return set will be shown on my page. So let me design the page. I start with a Windows 8 design first. Let me add a little bit of UI. And I prepared a few snippets, so I don't need to type everything in there myself. So I have a title, which has a nice style. I want to format the results. I have a snippet for that as well. And I need some code on the back end, which will call all the functionality I just shared in my shared part. And I have a snippet for it as well. Insert snippet. And what it does is every time this page is loaded, this part will be called. I want to call a search term which is called flowers, and I call my search flicker functionality. I need to resolve some namespaces. Let me do that quickly. I run this application, and if my network connection works, it goes out to Flickr, returns a set of flowers, and displays it nicely on my screen. Now I want to build this functionality in my Windows Phone application as well. What I could do, because it is all the same, I can just copy the XAML to my Windows Phone page. And copy it here, change it a little bit. And this is the part what Alan told me, like, okay, the experience on Windows Phone is a little bit different than on Windows. I have a smaller screen, it's vertical, it's like, it's not landscape, it's portrait, so I want to change the experience a little bit. Let me do that now. In theory, I just could drag and drop the main page to my shared code and run the app and it will work, but I want to make it a little bit more pretty. So I changed a little bit of the margins. So now I still need to code on the back end, in the page to retrieve the images from Flickr and display them. I could copy the code from here and paste it in my phone page, but it doesn't make sense because then I have to maintain the code in different places. So let me create a shared file which is available for both Windows and Windows Phone application. I create a class and I call it mainpage.xaml.cs. I'm just copy paste all the code here. I want to change a little bit. Remove some code here because I moved it to the shared part. I still want to have this part. And when I go to the code in my phone, I want to get rid of this one because this is all shared as well. So if I now compile my app, and I did everything right. I set a startup project for the phone. Ooh, this isn't expected. I run it. We'll go to Flickr again, search some pictures, and show you it a little bit different way. The same images, but formatted in different ways. So I created applications, shared a lot of code, but did a little bit of design and make a different experience for Windows and Windows Phone. And just to prove it really is the same platform, there was a little piece of code which will trigger push notifications when I open the manifest, which is the part where I define the capabilities of the application, which is used in the when we create the container of the application. I want to enable toasts, save this one. I do that on phone as well. And when I run the app now, it will retrieve the images again and it will create a toast with the last images and show you on the screen. I have to wait a few seconds before it pops up. There it is. And if I do the same on Windows, so the startup project. It's exactly the same code we run. It will generate a toast as well, but it will look a little bit different. So Windows takes care of rendering controls or some UI in the right way on the different devices as well. So you will see the toast pop up in a few seconds, and it looks a little bit different as well, right? So exactly the same code shared between Windows and Windows Phone. Right. And can you go to the next slide? What's the clicker? It's not here, the space, is it? Oh, there it is. So this is the architecture image of what we have now in Windows and Windows Phone. We already shared the same kernel, and with Windows Phone 8.1, we also introduced the runtime, which is the same on Windows and Windows Phone. We have the same APIs that you can use, the application model is the same, so what happens when the application goes to the background, how can I use the contracts by sharing information, use push notifications. We still support, obviously, Windows Phone Silverlight, and we even introduced a new version with the 8.1 functionality, and we have see a little bit of colors at the stores. So if you want to update the apps, upload the apps to the stores, we still have two stores, one for Windows and one for Windows Phone. And that's something we try to solve and make it one, obviously, in the future, but that's how it is currently. There are a few sessions which go much more in-depth about how to build applications, which I recommend. So building a WinJS application with JavaScript for both platforms. I used C# XAML. You can choose what you want. There's a really nice session about scaling your app from 4 to 40 or 80 inch device as well. So if you want to see more and know more about application development, I recommend these sessions. Thanks.
Thank you, Matthijs. Don't you think it's cool to do this?
I think it's really great.
So what we have been showing you is that you can build a mobile strategy on Windows with Windows devices and build and make sure your existing business runs smoothly using tools you already know and move into new tool sets whenever that is needed for mobile device management, etc., to accommodate the mobile devices. But all these Windows devices can integrate into your mobile strategy to run your business more efficiently, more cost efficiently, but also to drive productivity with the built-in productivity tools, not just the traditional office tools, but also new applications that also drives new business for your organization as such and can grow and transform your organizations into a mobile space if you want. So with this, we are delivering Windows devices that can do all this to help you drive a better business and be an efficient IT organization that supports your business. We're open to any questions at this point if you want to ask some. And thank you very much for attending our session. And we hope you have a great time at TechEd here and go to a lot of Windows sessions too.